This podcast is being brought to you by Gilbert Funeral Home in Marion, Kentucky, proudly serving our community since 1976. Go Rockets!
Crittenden County Rockets go into the Class A playoffs on Friday, 7 p.m. kickoff at Owensboro Catholic. Crittenden will play the top-ranked team in Class 2A, the only undefeated team in the entire state in 2A football. The Aces are one of the best teams in Kentucky and have been for the past 3 years. In fact, they've only lost one regular season game in the last 3 years. The last 2 years, they've been undefeated during the regular season. It's a big task, Coach Starnes.
You know, it's an uphill battle. I mean, here's the thing. We know that they're number one, and we're going to play the best team in the state in Class 2A in our class. So it is the playoffs, and once again, it's a situation where we win and we go home. We win and we advance, or we lose and we go home. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see. You know, the kids have been challenged all year. We played stiff competition all year, so it'll be interesting to see how the kids rise to this. And we expect that we will go out and we just will not give them the ball game, and we're going to play, and we're going to play hard.
Now, the reason we're playing the top team in the state is because they won the second district Class A. We're in the same region with them, so we're in the first district, and we finished fourth, and that's how they pair it. The fourth place team, which is the last place that gets into the playoffs, plays against the top team over in the other district. And by virtue of us losing that close game to Ballard County, we finished fourth instead of third. Last year we finished third and went to Hancock County and took that team into overtime before we lost. So big difference in Owensboro Catholic and Hancock County this year. The the Aces beat Hancock 31-12. Probably one of the closer games they really did play all season long, though. And last week, the Aces went to North Hardin, North Hardin was at Owensboro, and they won 31-13, and North Hardin's a huge school.
Yeah, and make no mistake, I mean, Owensboro Catholic is number one for a reason.
Yeah.
Defensively, they play a very solid defense. They have They have a lineman up front that's a very dominant player, Logan Cart. I think he's committed to Arkansas State. He's number 76, and he's an outstanding ball player. But, I mean, they also have, number 75 and number 79 who plays the line up front, and they're very dominating as well. So linebackers run well. That's probably what I think might be there if they have a weak point. Would be their linebackers. Their secondary is very solid. They play a cover three, cover two type look, but they react very well, and they defeat the blocks of the receivers to get to the ball. The things that they do very well, very disciplined football team, and that's what you have to be successful. You have to be disciplined, play your fundamentals, play the way that you've been coached to play, and then just play with the passion, and Owensboro Catholic does that. And for that reason, they have a decent skill set. They have a good coaching staff. They have good tradition, and therefore they play with the purpose and the passion that you need to and the right technique, and that's why they're number one.
The Clark boy that plays, you say he's a tackle. I believe you told me they kind of scoot him over, and he's like a nose guard. Talk about the matchups that'll present for you this week.
Well, I mean, it's against, what they do is they take him and put him over the nose guard, over the center at times and beat him. And I've watched the film, and every time that I watch him, when the kid wants to play, he plays a great technique, swats the center out of the way. Then they try to double team him. He swats the guard and the center out of the way, and he goes and makes the play. So it's going to be very challenging for our offensive line to see if we can control them. So, somebody like that, it presents you to double and triple team them, and when you do that, you single block somebody else. So, we're just going to have to do it and make sure that we can handle that. And Dugan Overfield is our center, and Devin Clark is the left guard, and Stefan Kozar is the right guard. So, we worked this week on if he steps one way, then he'll be double-teamed. If he steps the other way, he'll be double-teamed. So we worked hard on it, and hopefully we can take care of business.
Coach Clark, as far as the defense goes this week, what sort of challenges does Owensboro Catholic present? What kind of offense do they run?
Well, the biggest challenge is they're so balanced. And, of course, they run, the spread offense. And the kid that runs the ball the most, number 24, is a good, hard runner. he's got some big healthy blockers up front of him, you know, to create some holes. But the thing about it is, quarterback throws the ball well too, you know, and he's very disciplined. He runs the offense very well, and he seemed like he's always throwing to the right person. He hits his spots, and you know, so they're so balanced that you know, they kind of spread your defense out across the field, and that in itself creates opportunities for them. Because, you know, like I said last week, you know, you stack the box and they throw it, you know, and you get out and you cover up the receivers and they run it. So, you know, that's the challenges that they present to us. They, you know, they have four receivers that they throw the ball to when they spread the field. They run some trips action as well. And they'll even go no backs, empty. They'll throw a lot of screens. They'll hit the verticals. Their tight ends runs a good flag route, and the quarterback likes to hit him on a flag. And, you know, it'll be a challenge for our defense, you know, to answer that. But I think we've had a good week of practice, and the kids understand, you know, what their role is and what they have to do and how they have to respond. It's, you know, we're doing a lot of things this week that we did against Caldwell County because of what they did. So it's I think going into the game, our kids feel confident about what we have to do, and you know, as far as lining up and playing against the number one team in the state.
I guess what you're saying, it sounds like if you could paint a picture of a near perfect football team, this may be it. They're maybe not as flashy as a Mayfield or maybe the way Caldwell County can score big and quick this year and some of the other teams that we've seen in the past, but they're just very fundamentally sound and take care of business.
They do, you know, and Chris, when, you know, we watch film, you know, you try to find their tendencies and what they do. And of course they, you know, they throw the ball well, they run the ball well. And, you know, a lot of times you continue watching film during the week and you'll find some weaknesses, but you know, this week I've continued to watch film, and I think every time I've watched film on them, they've gotten better. You know, it's kind of
it's one of those. Kind of you, the more you watch them, the more you appreciate what they are doing.
And it's the same way with the defense too. I mean, they just, you know, what they do, they don't do very much. What they do very well. They're going to be very predictable where they're going to line up, and you know, it's just what they do. They do very well, and it is just basically, Chris, that, you know, it's being disciplined and sound in what you do, and they do it very well.
And that's a mark of a good team, isn't it? I mean, here's what we do: beat us at our game.
Beat us, and you know, it's not trying to scramble around and trying to figure out other things and do things differently, and you know, so. And I do know that there's a certain thing about simplicity and stuff like that, but, you know, you got to play discipline in order for you to be simple.
Mm-hmm. What about injuries this week? I know we've been cast with several over the past 2 or 3 weeks. Travis Gilbert, I guess, is a big question mark this week.
Travis Gilbert's back. He'll be playing both offense and defense. He looked good in practice this week, moving around on it well. You know, we still have Ryan McDowell out. We still have Dakota Stone out. We still have Lane Wallace out. You know, we still have Travis Fitzgerald out. So we still have some injuries. We've got Grant Gardner, who is gimping around with his ankle. We've got Stefan, who's still gimping with his ankle. So, I mean, we're still banged up. But make no mistake, I think the kids will play hard. And we'll get everything that we have. And one thing that we take pride in is knowing that, you know, we might get beat, and we have gotten beat this year, but we're going to get beat knowing we put up a fight instead of just giving it to somebody. So that's what we're trying to focus on right now. You know, we're going to put up that fight, and we're going to try everything that we can, and hopefully that we can catch some breaks and have a chance to win the ball game. You know, Chris, I mean, they're solid all the way around. Their kicker puts the ball through the uprights when he kicks the ball off. I mean, he's kicked 50 and 56-yard field goal this year. They are so solid that it's just hard to find a weakness.
56-yard field goal.
50 and 56-yard field goal. But it's nothing like the 76-yard field goal that somebody kicked that I saw this year.
The record, the football field record.
That's 20 yards farther.
I know. Pretty incredible, isn't it? I was talking to Micah Holloman about that. His eyes were big talking about it, you know. You know, that's the thing. We've got a good kicker. We just hadn't had an opportunity to use him much lately. We've been in the red zone some, and then, of course, that's kind of been a problem the last few weeks. And I know against Owensboro Catholic, we'll hope to score a bunch and score early, right?
Well, that's the plan, and you know, you have to work on the plan and keep the plan up until the plan is not working, and then you have to go to plan B. So,
and what is plan B?
Well, plan B is still yet to be determined.
Well, you know, we, in all seriousness, we have nothing to lose. We'll go over there, and I assume we'll play lose because the kids will know that, you know, this is it. These seniors, you know, these guys have been around. We've watched them all the way up through Little League. They're a special group. And it's, you know, it's a shame. We have played a tough schedule the past couple of years, and they haven't got as many wins as some of the other teams in history. But this is a good football team. These kids are good players, and they're good kids, too. And I'm really proud of them. I know y'all are.
Yeah, we are proud of them, Chris. I mean, the kids, bless their hearts, they've had the toughest schedule that we've ever had here.
Sure.
You know, it came at a time when KHSAA saw fit to move us up to 2A. You know, and as we talked before about that, it's just sad for the kids because, you know, a two-year check on the number of students that you have is not a true testimony of what you actually have in your school. You know, if you're going to go by your true class, then it should be a five-year study or a 10-year study of what your average number of boys were in that 10 years, and you have a true class. You have a true classification. But to take a two-year study and say we're going to pick these 2 years, we have no idea why. And because of that, prompted us to go into a tougher district, a 2A, and prompted us to play a lot tougher schedule. So, but again, I mean, we, you know, these kids have played hard every week. They, you know, it's easy to lay down when you're not winning. And these kids haven't laid down. And you know, even last week, I mean, We played Madisonville, and they're playing hard. Had a chance to be ahead of that game. And just didn't make the plays. So, I mean, the kids are still trying and playing hard.
Shown a lot of character, I thought, the last two or three football games when, like you said, we had a lot of teams would have packed their tent up and gone. And you'd have defections and things like that. But they've shown a lot of character, and that's one of the reasons I am especially proud of them, as I know you guys are. So this week we'll go to Owensboro Catholic. I know a lot of people enjoy this trip because we get to go to Moonlight Cafe. Have a barbecue. It's a shame you can't join.
You know, we might come to hang it up. So you never know. We might pop up Moonlight Barbecue for a pregame meal.
And you know, I really enjoy during the football season, Coach Clark and Coach Starnes. That we go to lunch 2 or 3, 4 days a week and talk football. And you guys, I enjoy that so much. And doing these podcasts and this year I've enjoyed it a little more because you've bought, and we have a friendly little wager where when you lose, you buy. But I'm going to tell you something. I like it better when I buy. Let's make that clear.
And that's our plan, is to make you buy.
Next year, we're going to see if we can work on that. And we'll talk. We're going to if we win this game, we'll come back with some podcasts again next week. Win or lose, we'll have a podcast first of the week and talk about the game and what's coming up in the future, whether that be another team or what we're going to do to get ready for next year and next year's schedule. So we'll be on the air, so to speak, next week, and we'll be kicking off live 7 o'clock on Friday night at Owensboro Catholic, the top-rated team in Class 2A. See you guys there. And good luck, coaches.
All right, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.